Item. One of the most effective forms of industrial or military sabotage limits itself to damage that can never be thoroughly proven, or even proven at all, to be anything deliberate. It is like an invisible political movement. Perhaps it isn't there at all. If a bomb is wired to a car's ignition, then obviously there is an enemy. If a public building or a political headquarters is blown up, then there is a political enemy. But if an accident or a series of accidents occurs, if equipment merely fails to function, if it appears faulty, especially in a slow fashion over a period of natural time, with numerous small failures and misfirings, then the victim, whether a person or a party or a country, can never marshal itself to defend itself. In fact, Arctor speculated as he drove along the freeway very slowly, the person begins to assume he's paranoid and has no enemy. He doubts himself. His car broke down normally. His luck has just become bad, and his friends agree. It's in his head. And this wipes him out more thoroughly than anything that can be traced. However, it takes longer. The person or persons doing him in must tinker and putter and make use of chance over a long interval. Meanwhile, if the victim can figure out who they are, he has a better chance of getting them. Certainly better than if, say, they shoot him with a scope sight rifle. That is his advantage. Every nation in the world, he knew, trains and sends out a mass of agents to loosen bolts here, strip threads there, break wires, and start little fires, lose documents, little misadventures. A wad of gum inside a Xerox copying machine in a government office can destroy an irreplaceable and vital document. Instead of a copy coming out, the original is wiped out. Too much soap and toilet paper, as the yippies of the 60s knew, can screw up the entire sewage of an office building and force all the employees out for a week. A mothball in a car's gas tank wears out the engine 2 weeks later when it's in another town and leaves no fuel contaminants to be analyzed. Any radio or TV station can be put off the air by a pile driver accidentally cutting a microwave cable or a power cable, and so forth. Many of the previous aristocratic social class knew about maids and gardeners and other serf-type help. A broken vase here, a dropped priceless heirloom that slips out of a sullen hand.
Why'd you do that, Rastus Brown?
Oh, I just forgot to.
And there was no recourse, or very little. By a rich homeowner, by a political writer unpopular with the regime, a small new nation shaking its fist at the U.S. or at the USSR,